from Lake Sinisippi to Big Green and everything in between. We're talking about what's happening in your hometown. This is Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky with Cale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. In Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And we are joined this Friday morning by Sandy over there at McKinstry's. Sandy, how are you doing today? I know the holidays are coming up. You got to be busy over there.
Of course, but it is a beautiful day today, isn't it?
It is. We're kind of sneaking in a little extra fall. I pout every year for like 5 months once we get to this time of year. So I'm drinking this in as much as I can.
Yes, that's great. You know, I want to start off by saying today, congratulations to the Mayville football team. That is just an amazing run this year they had. It's great for those kids.
Amen. I was able to be out there last night to see. It felt like the entire city of Mayville was there, and whoever didn't make the game was there for that kind of pseudo parade at midnight last night as the kids came rolling in on the floats and with the fire trucks. So well said, Sandy. Massive congratulations to the state champion Mayville Cardinals. And a good way to celebrate now is to kick up your feet, Sandy. And going over there to McKinstry's and checking out your lift chairs is a great opportunity as well.
So we have our holiday sale that's going to be starting here, and come on in. We're going to have the holiday sale run from now until Christmas, and basically Lazy Boy recliners, we're going to have those marked at $399. There's like mini Tiffany lamps, you know, just a lot of gift-giving things. We have some doormats, holiday-themed, that are $9. Just a lot of different things throughout our store marked down for the Christmas holidays and great gifts to give.
Well, this time of year, too, all the family gatherings, you have grandma and grandpa coming into town. You got to make sure that they're comfortable. So being able to walk over there, you got three floors. Every time I see that, it just kind of blows my mind. But people can also check around the holiday sale, I imagine, on your website as well.
Definitely can look around the website. We try to keep it as up-to-date as possible. But, you know, if you want to try out furniture, you really have to come in and sit in it and make sure it's comfortable for you.
You have to. You got to test ride. I'm always scared for you that when we have our pack attack parties, I'm like, I don't know if the person's going to get their chair. Between Ninja and I getting it there, we have to test it out early to make sure everybody's going to be comfortable. And I don't know if we're going to get up this December in a few weeks when we have another one in front of us, Sandy.
Oh, you're going to get up because that's what you do, and some lucky winner will take home another Lazy Boy recliner.
All right. Well, I suppose. Who knows? I could put my 2 weeks in and be out of here and try to apply for it that way myself. I got to think on my feet here, Sandy. They're very comfortable, so you got to go over there. Can you tell people, for whatever reason, if they don't know where you are, downtown Beaver Dam, how people can find you?
So we are right downtown, middle of Front Street. We do have a red awning out front, so you can kind of look for that. We are on the south side of the street. If you want to use the parking lot entrance, which is very handy, just look for the water tower in the parking lot. If you get in by the water tower, you'll see McKinstry's Home Furnishings really big on the back of the building. You can't miss it, and there's a customer entrance down there. You can park right behind the store.
You walk under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam, and it's kind of like walking through that closet in Narnia. You're going to be walking into just nonstop comfort over there. Sandy, I know I'm fired up for it. You got to be fired up for it, too. Any big plans for the holidays?
For Thanksgiving, I'm doing a real quick trip up to the Rochester, Minnesota area to visit my in-laws.
Oh, nicely done. Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to. We're talking with you before Thanksgiving, so if not, I hope you and the family have a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll have to make sure we get over to the McKinstry's and check out all the great stuff going on.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and also to all your listeners.
You are the best, Sandy. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. And we're going to throw it to break. We got a jam-packed show. Sandy hinted at it at the top. At the end of the day, we're going to have to give a little bit of a pop to the Mayville Cardinals. A massive win and a really, really cool story we'll dive a little bit more into. But before that, we have UW Extension Dodge County in the building. Patty Carroll is going to be joining me in the next couple blocks, and we're going to be talking turkey. So join us next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Coming up next week on the Dan Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards and Wapon. We react to the Green and Gold second NFC North contest of the year. We look back on Mayville's state championship game, and it's a make-or-break week for my sports happiness. Charlie Dern and Wally Lukashensky. We are the Dan Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Wapon. Catch us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ready to make Black Friday shopping easy this year? The Market at Beaver Dam has you covered. This Black Friday only, buy a $100 gift card and get a $20 gift card free. Limit 5 per person. Plus, get ready for Thanksgiving with the My Market app. You get 1 pound of fresh sweet potatoes free. And take $10 off a whole turkey or turkey breast with a separate $50 purchase when you use your My Market app. Black Friday savings and My Market rewards. Now that's something to be thankful for.
Join your Hire Insurance team for Senior Solutions every Friday at 1110 here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hire Insurance will help you plan for today and tomorrow. We'll answer your questions about health, life, insurance, income, and legacy planning, Medicare, Social Security maximization, and so much more. Together, they'll help you meet your short and long-term needs. Senior Solutions with Hire Insurance, every Friday at 1110 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This season, the Bucks are going for it all.
A game winner for the Greek Freak.
Go inside the team's pursuit of a championship on Locked In, the new season of the Behind the Bucks podcast, narrated by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson. Hear from the team stars on why they think they can make history. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus audio network. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get podcasts.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our rehab team is here to help you restore mobility, regain independence, and get back to doing what you love. With state-of-the-art facilities and a compassionate team of physical and occupational therapists, we're proud to serve our communities in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie. Early morning and evening appointments are available. Schedule a visit today at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health. Inspired by you.
At Gruber Law Offices, we take great pride in helping those who have trusted us after a serious accident. Our team has the knowledge, resources, and experience to get you the results you deserve. Don't wait to get the help you need. Make the right call. Call Gruber Law Offices today. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. One call, that's all.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by our friends over at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But I tell you a little bit about Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Covering, because he and them are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floor. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. It's a perfect time of year, too. It's starting to get cold. You start to get those long, warm showers. When you start to get a little older, or me, when I've got the bum knee, you got to make sure that you're able to get into your shower comfortably. And they have the tub-to-shower conversions that you need over at Professional Floor Covering. You can turn your standard bathroom into a luxurious spa with a tub-to-shower conversion. And a tub-to-shower conversion can also drastically improve the quality of life for those that have trouble lifting their legs up and over the wall of a standard tub. and built-in tubs as well. So if you want to have tubs, they have the standalone features there as well. You really have the best of both worlds over there. And, of course, they have the glass enclosures that you need as well. Converting a shower with glass panels and doors is a great way to make your bathroom space feel big and add a sense of luxury. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. I'm excited this morning. As I said before the break, we are joined by UW Extension Dodge County and Patty Carroll, who is the Human Development and Relationships Educator. And we got to talk turkey today, Patty.
Yes, we do.
Well, thank you, first of all, for joining me. It's been a little while since we've had you on, but this is kind of a tradition for you to come on and start talking a little bit about safety, because this time of year, there's too many of the videos popping up where people are burning down their garage because they're throwing a frozen bird into a deep fryer.
Yeah. Yes.
How do we even start? I feel like you have to start with the actual buying of a turkey.
Yeah, right, right. It is Thanksgiving and it's holiday time, right? And a lot of folks buy turkeys for Thanksgiving. And so a couple of things to think about, folks. If you're buying a fresh turkey, you want to buy it 1 or 2 days before Thanksgiving. So we're looking at Monday, Tuesday next week, contacting your local butcher, ordering it. You might have had to order it already. I'm coming in, flying under here right before Thanksgiving. So fresh turkeys, you want to buy just a couple of days before Thanksgiving. And the thing about fresh turkeys, when you're storing it, because then you keep it refrigerated until you make the turkey, but make sure to put a pan underneath it because it will leach some liquid, some juices, and you don't want that all over your refrigerator. So make sure there's a pan underneath your fresh turkey. However, the majority of us buy frozen turkeys, and we were just talking about the economy right now. And right now you can buy birds for 39 or 49 cents a pound with other purchases at certain grocery stores. So a lot of us will buy a frozen turkey. So you can buy that turkey anytime. Many of us might be buying our groceries for Thanksgiving this weekend. So keep your frozen turkey frozen until you're ready to thaw it. And we're going to talk about thawing in a minute. But buying either fresh or frozen is what most folks do for their Thanksgiving. There might be some hunters out there that, you know, go and have their turkey, from the wild. I'm not sure, but we're talking fresh or frozen birds today.
Well, and for the fresh people out there, because I have a follow-up, because I never realized that. So I can't – or what's the reason, I guess I should say, why I can't go out on, like, Thanksgiving morning, get a bird, and then be like, all right, good, it's fresh. I can just throw this thing in the oven.
Well, first of all, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a fresh bird on Thanksgiving morning. There might not be a lot of grocery stores open on Thanksgiving, and most of the time your fresh birds are coming from a butcher. So that's one thing to think about. And you certainly need to get your bird, your frozen bird, before Thanksgiving so that there's time for it to thaw. And the thing about thawing a frozen turkey is that it takes time. So for smaller families that are cooking 12-pound turkeys, it might take 1 to 3 days to thaw. But a 20 or a 24-pound bird, if you have a large family like Patty Carroll, that's going to take 5 days, up to 5 or 6 days to thaw. So you really want to think this out. And getting your turkey this weekend is none too soon.
Yeah, well, so because if you get it Saturday and it is frozen and you're thinking about turning it around and start cooking it even Wednesday night, I mean, you're at that threshold immediately.
Correct. And don't fret. There's always the home cook that's fretting, like, oh my gosh, I'm behind the eight ball and I've been super busy, because there are different ways to thaw your bird. You can thaw your turkey in the refrigerator, and that's going to take that time, right? That's a 4 to 12 pound, 1 to 3 days. Like I said, a 24-pound could take up to 6 days in the refrigerator if you're letting it thaw in the refrigerator. But you can also use a cold water thawing method. And when you put your bird in a clean sink and you have cold water, but now you got to change that water periodically, you can eliminate that time. And then we're talking hours. So Wally, you can, the day before, get that bird thawed if you're willing to put in the time. For a 24-pound bird, if you're putting it in the sink in cold water, it can take 10 to 12 hours to thaw in your sink. But you have to be diligent about changing the water.
Oh, so if I'm changing the water, I imagine it, that helps speed it up. How often should I be doing that in a process like this?
You might not want to hear this, but every 30 minutes.
Hey, you know what? If we waited till the last minute, that's our punishment. You got to change out the water every 30 minutes, and you still get to eat bird on Thanksgiving.
Hey, Wally, I'm not going to talk about punishing anyone. I'm very forgiving, and we have a lot of grace for the men and women who are out trying to prepare this beautiful meal for their families. But yeah, waiting till the last minute is good. There are challenges in waiting till the last minute, for sure.
Well, and I imagine if people are in a real pinch and it's like the last minute, I know the some thought is, all right, maybe we throw this in the microwave a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that safe to do?
Yes, you can. But obviously, a 24-pound bird, there aren't very many microwaves that a 24-pound bird is going to fit in. But if you have a smaller turkey, yes, you can thaw in the microwave. The key to food safety when you're thawing in the microwave is cooking it immediately. Like, there can be no downtime. Because the whole thing about foodborne illness and bacteria in food is that you don't want to give it the opportunity to grow. And so thawing in the microwave is your last ditch saving grace. But then you'll need to cook it immediately after that. Once again, like I said, in storing a fresh turkey in your refrigerator, there's juices that are going to come out in the microwave as well. So make sure that when you're thawing your turkey in the microwave, if that's what you're doing, that you have a pan underneath, a microwave-safe pan, to collect any of the juices. And of course, you guys, you must always. In fact, I just made a turkey not so long ago where I forgot to take the giblets out.
Was that a microwave one? Was that
No. It was in my roaster, and we went to carve it, and then we realized that the bag of giblets. Now it's a food safe bag. It's not a plastic bag or anything like that. In most turkeys, but anyway, make sure you take those things out of the turkey before you thaw it in the microwave and before you cook your turkey or roast your turkey.
Well, so. you mentioned roasting turkeys. This time of year, there's different ways to make them. So when it comes to roasting, is there any tips or anything that we have to keep in mind if that's the route we want to go about making our bird for Thanksgiving?
People have such diverse ways of thinking about, you know, using those things. And I was reading something, Wally. So.
Oh, you were quite all right. I was just asking about if you're this time of year. Because you can either fry it, you can roast it. There's so many creative ways that people can make a turkey for Thanksgiving. Do you have any tips for roasting a turkey that we could stay safe, but at the same time, you know, you're getting that delicious meal ready?
Okay. Yes, we're getting into the roasting. People do have a preference, and there are a lot of people who deep fry their turkeys. The one huge tip on deep frying, and Wally referred to it in the opening about or maybe he and I were just talking about it. You see the TikTok videos all the time about people's, you know, putting in a frozen bird into their deep fry and an explosion.
The garage is gone.
Yeah, the garage. An explosion happens. Do not put a frozen turkey into a deep fryer. That's one thing we would suggest you not do. But in terms of best practices, in terms of what Patty Carroll is used to, roasting a turkey is like, I want to say the chef's kiss, because it can be foolproof, although we've all gone to grandma's and had dry turkey.
Yes, we have. Shout out, Mama.
I'm a Mimi, so I'm going to make sure Mimi never has a dry turkey. But the ideal temperature to roast a turkey is 325. There is a danger in cooking a turkey too low. You know, like, there's certain types of meat that you cook low and slow. Turkey ain't one of them.
Yeah.
You want to cook it at 325 degrees.
And is that for the bacteria and stuff inside that you want to make sure it's dead and that you're eating a safe and healthy
Correct. Meal? And just the makeup of the bird. You know, roasts are different animals and they're different. They might have different tendons and different things that require that slow roast so that, you know, it becomes like I'm thinking, what's the, I don't know, this a more...
Oh, like a tenderloin or something like that?
Any kind of
the strips almost on the back, strip steaks.
You can cook them low and slow, and it helps to tenderize them. But with a turkey, 325 is the recommended temperature to cook a turkey. You know, there's this whole debate about whether you should stuff a turkey. You know, is it stuffing or dressing? And the jury's out on it. I know people do. If you stuff your turkey, you do need to make sure that you cook the stuffing to the right temperature. But I would actually recommend cooking your stuffing as a dressing and putting it in a casserole dish, maybe using some turkey dripping on it, but cooking it separately and maybe not stuffing the turkey for ultimate food safety, ultimate food safety. However, I'm going to repeat it over and over. What we want is 165-degree turkey when you're done roasting. So you're going to have to check your turkey in the breast and make sure that it's at 165 and maybe check it in a couple of places. But 165 degrees for your turkey to be done. And then we also want to make sure if you do stuff your turkey that the stuffing is 165 degrees. Don't rely, you guys, I'm begging you, just don't rely on the pop-up. So, you know, Wally, a lot of the turkeys have like this pop-up, this little thermometer thing, and it pops up.
We're good. Now we're done.
Yeah, we're done. Or sometimes I've experienced cooking turkeys myself over the years that I'm like, darn. It hasn't popped up. And so if you're thinking like it hasn't popped up and you keep it in there, okay, then Mimi's going to have a dry turkey.
Well, then one of my biggest issues is that, and I'd love for you to repeat it because you said it at the beginning, I end up checking in 100 and different spots of the turkey because I'm paranoid and I leave it in there for way too long because I'm worried that I'm going to give everybody salmonella. Where is the point that I'm like, if it's at 165, I know I'm good. Is it like the turkey leg?
No.
Go right in the middle?
Yeah. So there is a plump part of the breast, and you want to go in the thickest, plumpest part away from the bones on the side. So you want to make sure that you're checking that area because if that area and on top, but so if it's breast side up, and you want to check in the plumpest part of the breast and away from the bone, and that is the area you want to check because if that part is done, then the other parts are at that temperature too. But 165 is optimal, but you take it out, Wally, and the key to a juicy turkey, a moist turkey, and I know people hate that word.
I never understand why.
Whatever. Is to let the turkey stand. Actually, we should, when preparing any type of meat, never carve any meat, whether it's a roast, a turkey, a chicken, any meat that you're making needs to stand for a little bit of time. So you take it off the heat, put it on your platter, cover it lightly, maybe tent it with foil. It will continue to cook when it's standing. And for turkeys, at a very minimum, 20 minutes.
Oh.
20 minutes.
So it's going to feel like an eternity, but it's going to be so worth it when you wait that 20
minutes. It's going to smell so good, and everyone's going to be coming into the kitchen to want to, like, you know, nibble.
Pick and nibble.
That's why maybe you have your mixed nuts out.
Well, you also have somebody guard. I always feel like that was what Mamaw would be over there. I know Papal's going to be sniffing around. Hands off. Not around here.
Yeah, right? Yeah. My father-in-law likes to carve the turkey, and he has a big production of it on the great big butcher block and sitting there and carving it. They've notoriously have not let it stand, so they want to carve it right away. Everybody's waiting. You carve it right away, and then you do risk having some dry white meat when you carve it right away. Because think about that breast. It's way up on top.
Yeah.
So if you don't let it. Yeah, it takes time for those juices to redistribute in the turkey. And so just give it that time. Allow for that time. Maybe that's the time. Hey, I just thought of something fantastic. Maybe in that 20-minute stand time, it's a time to gather the family together and maybe share a story or talk about, you know, a favorite holiday memory or spend time thinking about what folks are grateful for at Thanksgiving time. That might be a new tradition to think about for Thanksgiving if you aren't used to letting your turkey stand.
No, and we need to. We're on stand watch in the Lukashensky household going forward. But like the dinner time at Thanksgiving, there's a little lull before you have to go to leftovers. And we're going to take a break, kind of like our meal here when we come back. We're going to have to put this turkey away. We're going to have to figure out how we're going to do that. And how we're going to be able to eat it again the next day safely. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Weighing the peace proposal, Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country has to confront the possibility of losing its dignity or risk the loss of a key partner as it figures out how to respond to the U.S. peace proposal. The deal put forth by the U.S. calls for Ukraine to cut the size of its military and to let Russia keep the Ukrainian territory it has taken so far. The holiday travel season now officially underway.
The trade group Airlines for America projects an all-time high 31 million passengers will climb aboard between today and December 1st. Far more Americans, however, will make their holiday trips by car, truck, or SUV. AAA predicts that at least 73 million people will drive to their destination, over a million more than Thanksgiving last year.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The White House insists the president was not calling for the execution of Democratic lawmakers when he accused a half dozen of them of sedition punishable by death after the lawmakers called on military members to uphold the Constitution and defy illegal orders. This is ABC.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Two brothers face murder charges after being arrested yesterday. One of those arrests happened near Cambria, where a shelter-in-place order was issued at Cambria Friesland Schools as a precaution. Roads in the area were shut down for about an hour. The other arrest happened on the east side of Madison. Beaver Dam police are asking for your help in finding a local woman who's been missing since May. That's the last time Alexis Nelson's family says they've heard from her. Alexis is 42 years old. She's 5 foot 1 inches tall, weighs about 125 pounds, and her hair was dyed blue and pink the last time she was seen. More at DailyDodge.com. Wisconsin is one of just two states that haven't expanded postpartum Medicaid coverage. That won't change soon. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss this week blocked an attempt by Democrats to force a vote on a bipartisan bill that sailed through the Senate last spring, and 29 Assembly Republicans signed onto it as co-authors. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half-staff today to honor the 6 people who were killed at the Waukesha Christmas Parade 4 years ago. Governor Evers says the tragedy forever changed the lives of families in Waukesha and across the state. A longtime and much-loved volunteer at the Beaver Dam Community Library will be honored with a plaque and a patio stone when the library reopens next spring. Barb Thaler died last month at the age of 91. For more than 30 years, she came in once a week to apply protective covering to children's books. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Mayville football team won their first state championship since 1994 with a 42-32 win over Northwestern in the Division 5 state title game yesterday. Joel Prommersberger and Landon Baker each ran for a couple of touchdowns in the victory. You can hear the Divisions 3, 2, and 1 title games on the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can see all of last night's high school scores on the sports tab at DailyDodge.com. Beaver Dam girls basketball team opens their season tonight at the Beaver Dam Classic as they take take on Westosha Central at 8:30 tonight. You can hear that game and watch it on Daily Dodge TV. Games begin late this afternoon and run all the way through tomorrow night. Bucks are 8-8 after losing in overtime to the Sixers, 123-114. Badger men's basketball team faces BYU in Salt Lake City today. Coverage begins at 2:30 on ESPN Beaver Dam. Badger hockey at 7:30 tonight against Michigan State on ESPN BD. Badger football team tomorrow night on 95.3 hosts Brett Bielema and Illinois. It's the Packers and Vikings Sunday at noon at Lambeau. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
Check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of every month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about walk-in mammograms and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health/mammograms. Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find the latest local obituaries online at dailydodge.com. Brought to you by JB Mechanical.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 45. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 24. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 48. Low 50s Sunday, mid-50s Monday, with a chance for rain. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Real estate isn't just about buying or selling a house. It's about finding the right place to call home. At Klodowski Real Estate, we're more than realtors. We're part of this community. We understand the local market and we take the time to understand you. Whether you're a first-time buyer, downsizing, or just ready for something new, we're here to guide you with no pressure and advice you can trust. Klodowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors. Visit KlodowskiRealEstate.com or call 920-219-9212 to get started.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they invite you to stop in and discover their power lift chair recliners. They've got the largest selection in Dodge County, ready and available for delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs will lift you up to a standing position or recline you down to a comfortable nap. You can get lift chairs with heat and massage, adjustable headrest and lumbar support, and some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There's a variety of sizes in stock, from small all the way up to the big man's, with prices starting at just $5.99. And don't worry about the power going out, because lift chairs come with a battery backup. And our favorite part, as always, delivery is free. So if you or your loved one needs a lift chair in a room at an assisted living facility, McKinstry's can get that delivered for you. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible. We head back down to the Daily Dodge TV studios and more with Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale. And we are back, and we just finished our dinner here, so to speak. We're joined with Patty Carroll with UW Extension Dodge County. She is the human development and relationships educator. And one of the things my family, I think we struggle with, is that you have the food, and then there's that awkward time of how long do we let it sit out? How long do we, start picking at it before it has to go away and put into the fridge? So when it comes to storing leftovers, what advice would you give me on how to go about this safely?
That's an excellent question, Wally. My biggest advice in that regard is if you're having a noon turkey and you have all the leftovers sitting out and you think you can leave it sit out until supper time, you can't.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're definitely in trouble over there. We're in trouble, Patty. This isn't good.
No, I'm just saying the rule of thumb is 2 hours, okay, right? So you can graze for 2 hours. And especially for those families that sort of put out a buffet and folks. And you guys, we got to be cognizant of the fact that the Packers are playing on Thanksgiving Day at noon.
Great point.
So one of my sisters had decided that she was just going to put out a buffet and people can just eat and have their plate of food and blah, blah, blah. Not blah, 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 but yum, yum, yum. but remember, that buffet should be out for 2 hours. And then we recommend that we should take that food and store it safely. And that's really important. So, Wally, when we're thinking about storing the food, the recommendation is to use really thin, not really, but thinner, narrower containers, right? The size of the container is important, and it should be a shallow, that's the word I'm looking for, a shallow container. So,
one of those 2-3 inches tall.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those.
It can be long, but shallow, because then it will cool down evenly. So if you're the type, and back in the day, maybe Mama,
yeah,
or Mima or Mimi would think about putting all the leftovers in an ice cream pail.
Or like one of those giant mashed potato bowls, and it's like way too big. It makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah, please, let's do away with the ice cream pail leftover strategy. Using a shallow container is really important, and we see them all over right now. But if you don't have a shallow container, a good hack is using a big half-gallon Ziploc bag. And you can put some of your stuffing or your potatoes in a Ziploc bag, seal it, and then lay it flat in your refrigerator. And that's sort of a Patty Carroll hack if you don't have those shallow containers. So shallow, long and narrow so that it cools down evenly. And just remember, like, the stuffing and the turkey and the gravy – if it's left out longer, when in doubt, folks, you have to throw out.
No. Okay, so this is all the more important if the Packers are on. Yeah. You got to remember this when you're 2 hours into the game. Someone has to do the duty of putting the food away.
Do the duty. Yes, they do. Somebody has to think about that, right? So plan ahead. That's all I'm suggesting. Plan ahead for this and maybe bring the food out at halftime.
Yeah, and then you can eat throughout the rest of the game. And then as soon as the game's over, then we put the food away.
Correct, right. And then for dinner or for the, you know, when the company's leaving and they want a snack, just use the microwave and heat it up. Make sure that when you are reheating your food that you cook it to the correct temperature again. And we're talking about 325 degrees. And so microwaving is okay, but making sure that you're heating it up to the right degree. And a really good suggestion for heating up turkey, because remember, guys, turkey sometimes can get dry, but a really good tip is to use some gravy on top or chicken broth on top to moisten it, and it also helps to heat it up to that right temperature. And make sure that you keep it covered, and it will be nice and moist when you reheat it again. So when I said 325 degrees, if you're reheating it in the oven, have the oven on at 325 degrees. But we want to make sure that the internal temperature, and I said it before, internal temperature for turkey meat is 165 degrees for food safety. So just keep that in mind.
So not even just, I feel like a lot of people, it's like, oh, we got it to 165 the first time, we're good. You've got to go back again. None of the cold eating the turkey out of the fridge.
Oh, you can eat cold turkey.
You can eat cold turkey, but if you're starting to reheat it,
correct,
it has to go to 165.
Correct. Because once you start to reheat it, you're giving bacteria opportunity to grow. Now, because cold will take care of bacteria that's growing. Heat will take care of bacteria that's growing. So if you're going to eat a cold turkey sandwich, which I highly recommend, there's nothing better than a little turkey.
Mustard.
Yeah, mustard or even leftover cranberry.
Oh, yeah, great one, yeah.
And if you like, Duke's, mayo, whatever you're putting on your turkey sandwich, you can eat a cold turkey sandwich. Just don't let it sit out at room temperature.
Okay.
If you pull it out,
you better be eating it.
Yeah, just take it, make your Sammies, and eat your cold turkey sandwiches immediately, instead of just letting it sit out again. That's what I'm cautioning people of, pulling out leftovers and letting them sit on the counter as people decide if they're going to have it microwaved or cold turkey. It's like, folks, if you're having your cold turkey, come and make it. And I'm going to heat up the rest of these leftovers for those who want the hot turkey. So those are some really good suggestions.
Well, and we've thrown so much at everybody today, but there is a way, if people have turkey questions, there's a hotline that people can either contact through the phone or go to a website and ask all your questions that you have, make sure everything's going safe.
Absolutely. So up until even next week, I'm going to be in my office, so you can call my office. You can look up extension.dodge.edu. Kelly, my cohort, my partner in crime, is at the office putting up some of these materials that I've been referring to, Wally, these handouts that we're looking
yes.
at. She's going to put them up on our website and on our social media. So like us on Facebook, and you will get turkey tips through UW Extension. You can call me next week. I'll try to help answer, and I'll research if I don't have the answer. So you can call me, Patty Carroll, at 920-386-3790. But you guys, and I'm not, I have no stock in Butterball, but Butterball has a hotline, 1-800-BUTTERBALL or www.butterball. And anything and everything you want to know about cooking a turkey is on that website, and or on the even on Thanksgiving Day. If you're having trouble,
the day of your panicking,
yeah,
they're helping you.
Yeah, you can call 1-800-BUTTERBALL and they will answer. So there is hope for the novice cook. There is hope for somebody who's full of anxiety about this beautiful Thanksgiving meal.
So everybody can get better. Everybody can learn things too.
Yeah, right? I cooked the giblets.
Yeah, and that has happened. There are mistakes that occur to the process. It's always good, no matter what you're doing in life, to have a resource.
Correct. That's correct. And when you know better, this is, Wally, I'm a parent educator, a parent advocate. And one of the things I always say is, when you know better, you do better. And sometimes you have to learn from making a mistake. And
well
that's
said.
Okay.
Well said.
Yeah.
And I know this time has flown by today.
It has.
But I want to open the floor for you at the very end here, because Thanksgiving is a very special time of year too. We get to be with family. It's obviously very important to stay safe, but I know that you have something else that you would like to talk about today.
Yeah, I sure do. Like Wally said, I'm the Human Development and Relationships Educator at UW Extension here in Dodge County. And one of the things I want to invite your listeners too is the fact that Thanksgiving represents so much more than turkey or that great big turkey meal. So whether you're celebrating with turkey or a ham or Chinese takeout food, let this day represent the beginning of the holiday season. Let this day represent a time where we practice civility and we are thankful and we reflect on the good things in life versus all of that doom scrolling and all of the things in life that bring us anxiety and bring us down. Let this day be a day that centers us and brings us joy throughout the holiday season.
That's a great note for us to end on here today, Patty. Thank you so much for joining me. Everybody stay safe out there for Thanksgiving. And I'm sure we're going to have you back in here before long. And of course, back again next year to talk turkey again.
Yep, you betcha.
All right, we're going to throw it to break when we come back. Kayla and I are going to let you know what's going on here in Dodge County. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Come for Holiday Gemütlichkeit at downtown West Bend's new Christmas market. This free Old World Christmas market will be held Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, November 28th, 5 to 8 p.m., Saturday, noon to 9:30 p.m., and Sunday from noon until 5. Sixth Avenue will transform into a vibrant holiday market in the European tradition. Live music, traditional food, and artisan vendors. Downtown West Bend's Chris Kindle Market is brought to you in part by the West Bend Insurance Charitable Trust, State Bank of Newburgh, Quitman Rentals, and Delta Defense. We will see you in downtown West Bend.
Take your shot at amazing prizes with the Daily Dodge Deer Hunter Contest presented by Seed Extreme and Leroy Meats. If you harvest a deer, submit a picture to DailyDodge.com November 22nd through the 30th. Then December 4th through the 11th, fans will vote on their favorite. Prizes from Seed Extreme and Leroy Meats will be awarded to the first and second place in the adult category and one winner in the youth category. Find more details at DailyDodge.com.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm Wally, and I'm just so sad.
What's got you feeling so down, Wally?
Oh, hey, Randy from Professional Floor Covering. I spent my new radio money on a mansion, but the floors look like a bad Facebook Marketplace ad. How am I supposed to spend all winter staring at this?
Well, wipe those tears, my dear Wally. At Professional Floor Covering, we have the perfect solution for your mansion mayhem. Like a wide selection of carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP tile, and more. We'll measure and provide the design suggestions, all at prices you'll love. Need more than flooring? Get brand new cabinets and countertops, or a luxurious shower or tub conversion. Professional Floor Covering has everything you need to transform your space before you're shut in for the winter.
Randy, you're a hero!
That's quite the exaggeration, Wally, but when it comes to the selection at Professional Floor Covering, there's no embellishment when we say we'll find you everything. Just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam today and see for yourself.
When the time comes for a helping hand, we're America's choice in home care.
November is National Family Caregivers Month, a special time to acknowledge and support everyone who gives care to people who need help taking care of themselves. According to one recent estimate, 40% of Americans have provided long-term care to a family member or a friend. Visiting Angels wants to recognize and salute all caregivers, many of whom are making heroic sacrifices. Our local Visiting Angels is a team of heroic caregivers who can help your loved one remain where they're the safest, in their home. If you need caring for a loved one, or if you're interested in a career in caregiving, contact Visiting Angels online at visitingangels.com. You can find them on Facebook or call 920-821-1111.
Visiting Angels, America.
The market at Beaver Dam has everything for a delicious Thanksgiving. Granny's Bakery and Deli has homemade green bean casserole, just $4.99 a pound, and fresh pumpkin or apple pies for $4.99. Grandpa's bulk pork sausage is $3.99 a pound, and Angus Pride boneless beef chuck roasts are $7.99. Grab fresh cranberries for $1.99, Bellatoria thin crust pizzas for $3.99, and Pepsi six packs, 4 for $12. Price is good through the end of the month. Happy Thanksgiving from the market at Beaver Dam.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. You got to explore your next career move over at Whisker. They have open interviews Tuesday, November 25th, creating the future of pet care together. They have walk-in interviews available 11 a.m. through 5 p.m. Central Time, and enter at the visitor's entrance, and sign in at the kiosk. Be sure to bring your resume with you. You'll be a part of exciting growth. Work with incredible people and create tomorrow's pet products, plus a whole lot of extras, including premium medical, dental, vision insurance, 3 weeks of PTO to start, 14 paid holidays, paid parental leave, 401k with 4% match, life insurance, temperature-controlled facilities, growth opportunities. There's all kinds of things over there at Whisker. and you can find them at 561 South Fairfield Avenue in Juneau, Wisconsin. And to learn more, you can visit whisker.com/careers. Very excited to have Whisker on. I never know when I'm going to get fired from this job. It feels like it's inevitable, Kale. And when it does occur, I at least know where I'm going to have to go next.
Yeah, exactly. Now you'll be all set up.
I'm very prepared. As the Mayville Cardinals.
Oh my gosh.
Were very prepared when they walked into Camp Randall last night. And Kale, for the second time in school history, the Mayville Cardinals are football state champions.
And what a Cinderella story.
It was a storybook year that was capped off in the perfect way. I mean, they had one returning skill position player. They went unbeaten. A lot of people, myself included, I didn't know how they were going to do yesterday against a Northwestern rush attack like they had up there. Very, by the way, 5.5-hour drive. Good for the Northwestern fans making the trip down. But Mayville answered the bell. They got a big win. And two quick things. I'll tell you mine, and then I'll throw it to you, Kale. Scott Hilber has his name on a gold ball that's going to be sitting next to Alex Hilber's gold ball, who is his father, who won one back in 1994. It's just an incredibly cool story and one that I was very happy. So please check out on DailyDodge.com. We wrote a story about that. You're going to want to be following along, especially if you missed the game. You can catch it up and listen back there. But Kale, you also saw a TikTok last night of this team's return into Mayville.
Mm-hmm. Big parade downtown Mayville last night, welcoming the team back as they should. It was, you know, you had mentioned it was, bittersweet and ironic being led back into town with the very fire trucks that were helping to clean up after the tornado back in May, which many of those football team members were helping out with the cleanup as well. So really, really nice moment for Mayville and just a phenomenal season. And it's crazy, you know, if you were listening to the broadcast last night, Mike Tronson on the call, he mentioned this kind of whiplash because he said, you know, I'm sitting here calling a state football championship game, and in 24 hours' time, I got to flip on my other switch and call girls basketball. We got some Beaver Dam girls basketball coming up tonight on Daily Dodge TV.
We sure do. It's an amazingly quick turnaround, but we love to do it. We get into the fun part of winter sports. We're going to have a lot of hockey. We're going to have a lot of basketball here. So you're going to want to stick along and check it out on DailyDodge.com. Kale, that's going to do it for us this week. We'll be back here, same time, same place, on Monday with another edition of Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily.